to another episode of Spooky Lockdown Podcast. I have been away for a couple of weeks, I suppose, from the podcast game, so thank you for your patience, and I am back. How you all been keeping? Hope yous are alright. I've just been working away on songs. I've just been in the attic, kinda, you know, trying to get inspired and working away on things and mixing away too. So, just, yeah, keeping on trucking. But this week's theme, I think we'll go for books. And I've actually been reading quite a lot during lockdown. My current book is actually a book that someone sent me during a book exchange that I took part in. So it's just on Instagram. Someone posted it, and then I was like, oh, that sounds good. So basically you put it up, it's kind of like chain mail, which I wouldn't normally get involved in, but if it's something to do with books and get a book for free from a stranger, it was like, that sounds great. So I did that, and I sent a book off to a girl who is the sister of someone I went to school with, so it's quite nice to touch base someone from like a familiar circle and share them a book that my friend Josh, who was on a podcast last year, actually gave to me. And he had always said to me, when you finish this, give it away to someone else, so it's going to be like a travelling book. So it has travelled from here to another place. And the girl said that she would like to continue that and send it on as well, so it's quite nice. But yes, during this week I received a book in the post from a mysterious stranger called Amy, and it was Wuthering Heights, which is the book that I have been wanting to read for ages, and during lockdown as well. Like, I was searching my room and I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I used to have a Wuthering Heights coffee, but I couldn't find it. And so it was really strange that out of all the books in the world, someone would send me Wuthering Heights. So I don't know if that was manifested or just pure beautiful luck. So yes, thank you very much, Amy. I'm reading Wuthering Heights and it is a classic. Yeah, it is great. Oh, and I love the 1939 version of it. It's a beautiful black and white gothic. Has Laurence Olivier as Heathcliff in it. Smoking. So is the woman in it. I can't remember her name right now, but they're both like extremely beautiful. And so it really, really, really helps, doesn't it, when Kathy and Heathcliff are, you know, it's a love story. But yeah, I think there's only one song that I can play after that. Like, oh no, maybe it's too obvious. Maybe it's too obvious to play Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush. I tell you what, we'll play a different one by Kate Bush, because I am such a big Kate Bush fan. I saw Kate Bush in 2014 on my birthday. When she did her incredible comeback, she did, what was it, like, between, it was like 40 dates or something in the, where was it, in London? She did 40 dates in Dublin, I think it was in the Hammersmith. In Dublin? She did 40 dates in London in 2014. So no, don't quote me on that if it was 40, but she did like a month run, which is incredible. She's a star. And the last time that she toured was like 1978 or something, so it was like a really, really big deal at the time if you're a Kate Bush fan. And I just happened to be able to get tickets because it sold out pretty much instantly, like every single date. And it was amazing. And she came out to Lily, which is off the Red Shoes. And I just cried for the first half hour, just absolutely wept, because it was like being in the presence of a god. Yeah, Kate Bush was like a really important artist in my life. Like, I started listening to Kate Bush when I was about 18, and just as you're, you know, transitioning from teenage times to like young adulthood, and you're like working yourself out and you're moving away from home for the first time, and yeah, and her lyrics and her songs and her her artistry really, really comforted me, and it also really inspired me as well. So she's, yeah, big fan. So, yeah, let's play Lily. And the story behind the start of this song is that it's like a prayer. It's like a, you know, whatever you want to call it, a prayer, a spell, a mantra. And it's based on this woman that she used to go to see. I think she was called Lily. And Kate used to go and see her. She was like a healer. She was like a confidant. And this part at the start is inspired by what that woman had said to her. And Kate opened with this song every night on that tour because she wanted to like bless the stage. She wanted to create that space every night. And so you'll know when you hear the very, very start of the song. It's quite quiet. You might have to turn it up in your headphones for the start part, but it's amazing.
O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to us the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that we may know the truth and do our whole duty as we journey to thy sacred feet.
Who's been reading? I put a wee call out on Instagram and didn't get as much back as the film one. It turns out you watch more films than you read books. Shame, shame on you. No, we got a few back. Someone had said A Clockwork Orange, which I actually haven't read, but I saw that film when I was a teenager, and it blew my mind. Yeah. I didn't know how to handle it when I was watching it, and I had to watch it back again. But it's just one of those films where it's like the so visually stunning that there's just certain things in it you can't unsee. And even all like the set pieces and the props and the aesthetics of it are just wonderful. And it is a really striking soundtrack to it as well. The soundtrack to that film is very, very important for setting the tone in it. It can be really jarring at times, but it also just really works. Books. Well, I suppose I remember at the start of lockdown, everybody was going on about Normal People. If you haven't seen Normal People or heard about it, it is written by a woman, an Irish woman, called Sally Rooney, and she has won loads of awards, and she's fair play to her. The TV show was very, very popular. Everybody was talking about it. My friend was telling me that it has the longest sex scene in Irish TV history. what a record to set. So obviously everybody and their granny was banging on about this, being like, ooh, hoo, 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 hoo. which is grand, you know. Everybody should be sex positive. It's really, really intense watching. I've watched the first five, I think I'm on episode 6 at the minute, and I had to stop watching it because it's just so intense. Emotionally intense. It makes me anxious watching it, and and that's brilliant though, because then surely it is capturing, you know, not everybody is going through the same experience as these characters. That would be very unlikely, but we do, at least some of us, go through a similar, if you're in a relationship or you've ever been in a relationship, it's just it's that back and forth, it's that uncertainty that crops up, and especially if people aren't fully there with their feelings and are checking in, and it's just, it's brilliant at capturing that terrifying kind of up and down and the unknown that comes with a sick, sad world of love. there's been really good songs on the TV show. I heard some Elliott Smith at the end. Soak's song is in the background of one of them as well, maybe, off her last album. They're really, really good. And what else? Oh, the Undertow by Lisa Hannigan was the last one that I heard, and that is such a great song. Lisa Hannigan is amazing. If you haven't heard Lisa Hannigan, check her out. She is an angel. I've seen her a good few times now, and every time I see her, it's just, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck, that kind of thing. For sure. Let's play one of Lisa Hannigan's songs. So I got her first album, See So, from one of my friends when I was at school. And this was ages ago. This is when I was about 10 years ago. And my friend Claire, and she gave me it on CD, because vinyls definitely weren't back again yet. She gave me it on CD, and I'd actually seen Lisa Hannigan support the Swell Season, so from the band was Glenn Hansard and Marketa Glova from the film Once. So I'd saw them in the Millennium Forum in Derry, and Lisa Hannigan supported them, so this was in 2009. And yeah, she was really, really great. And then my friend gave me a CD, and I loved the CD. It's a beautiful album. I love the artwork as well. It's all sewn and it's patchwork. It's beautiful. Check it out. But this is my favourite song off that album. This is Keep It All by Lisa Hannigan. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you to all my Patreons. These are a lovely bunch, and I'm really enjoying making these podcasts. I took a wee break there, I wasn't well. No, I didn't have COVID, don't worry. But starting to feel better again, and I will continue to make these podcasts, and I hope that you continue to listen, and I might do a live stream again soon if anyone has any requests or ideas about anything really. Live stream podcast, I am open to that. So do get in touch. And the Instagram is @sisterghost_ghost_. And that's on Twitter as well. And you can send me an email to sisterghostband@gmail.com. Take care and have a great week.